time for the High School Report, covering all the local sports action in the community on Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle.
Welcome back. Time for the High School Report, brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozer, proudly supporting the youth of our community. The High School Report was recorded a little bit earlier, so we will listen to that.
Tell me about your kind of your football history, how you, when you got started, what you played, how young were you when you started? Have you always been a defensive lineman?
No, actually, seventh grade year, I started. That's when I first started playing football for Jane Long Middle School in Bryan. And I played right guard for offense, and that's what I did seventh grade year. In the eighth grade year, I didn't play football, actually.
Really? Why is that?
Because I went to a private school called Arrow Academy.
Okay.
And then I moved to Bryan High, and I played defensive line for the first time freshman year.
Okay.
Yeah. And then 10th grade, and then sophomore year, I played here because I moved from Bryan High to here sophomore year, and I started at D-line, and then junior year, this was from there.
Right. Did your family just move? Why did you come from Bryan High to Consol?
Because my mom had a job opportunity here, so we just moved to Consol Station.
What was that like? Because moving is not easy. You know, a lot of us have done it at some point in our life. When you're growing up, when you're young and you have your friends and you have your connections, I guess the good thing is you just went across town,
yeah.
So you still have all your friends. But I mean, you have to make new friends. You got new people in school. The whole thing, and you did that as a sophomore. You were probably, what, 15, 16 years old?
Yes,
what was that like?
Actually, at first, I really did not want to move because, like, coaches down here don't know me. My friends are all here and all that stuff. But then when I moved down here, actually, some of the friends I knew, they moved. They were here, too. And so I still have friends in Bryan. I still have friends here, have a lot of friends. And the coaches really seem to have a bond. We started, you know, and it really wasn't much of a problem.
It's interesting that I just got lucky and asked to interview you this week when you guys are getting ready to play, Bryan.
Yes.
Tell me about that. I mean, that's got to be every game's big and the Crosstown Showdown's big always, but I would think it would be even a little bit more special for you.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah, because I get to play against the teammates I've played with since middle school. You know, I know pretty much all of them. And enjoy playing against me too. So
what was last year like for you? You're playing here at Consol, having a good year, making all district and those kind of things, and Consol had that long streak against Bryan, and Kiki and the guys broke the streak last year. What was that like for you? I don't know if you took a lot of abuse from your friends afterwards or not, but or if it just hurt you, or maybe it was you tried to treat it like another game. Tell me about that game, because that was a tough one.
Yeah, after that game, I was pretty, like, upset, because, of course, everybody was like, the streak is over, but, I mean, Bryan didn't really gloat it that much, you know, they weren't just like, oh, we won, finally. I mean, they were pretty happy about it, but my old friends were just like, yeah, you know, just like, they basically were like, oh, we knew we were going to win. But not really.
Nothing too bad.
Yeah.
Tell me, you did have success last year on your first year on the varsity, and then this year there were obviously a lot of things expected of you. What did you expect from yourself for your senior year?
Well, for my senior year, I wanted to just, like, go just do basically as much as I possibly could. And, like, over the summer, I was just thinking about it, like, through all the SAT camp and extra football training, just like I wanted to be like just as best as I could possibly be, put it that way.
The coaches are really pleased with what you've been doing, and I talked to Coach Williams, your defensive coordinator, and Coach Raphael, the head coach, and they both praise you. They both said that you've done a good job. You're basically halfway through, and it's not halfway through if you count playoffs, but you're halfway through your last regular season. How would you kind of evaluate how you've played?
So far, I think, well, put it this way, when I'm on the field, I never know if I'm playing good or bad because for some reason every time I play, I'm in the moment and I play and I feel like after the games I do bad and the coach is like, you look good, and I look at the film and I did look pretty good, but I feel as if I just play.
Another thing about your position, and Coach Williams talked about this, there's a lot when it comes with the high expectations, but Coach Williams says one of the things that they expect from you is that for you to play at a level where it makes the other team focus on you. When they're preparing, they go, we gotta stop Jaden. We gotta block him. We gotta know where he is at all time. Maybe the game plan takes you into account.
Yes.
Now, the other part of that is, then the other team might double team you, or I don't know how many double teams you get, but they come after you a lot, obviously, because you're a key guy. Tell me about that, because sometimes you could do your job and maybe not make the tackle. Maybe if you require a double team, maybe one of the other.
Suspicious package reported at NW corner of West Campus Garage. Avoid area until further notice. Police are investigating. 3:33 p.m.
Do it every play if I have to.
They talk about people or defensive linemen who have to deal with that. I'm not trying to make you compare yourself to these guys, but J.J. Watt with the Texans, Myles Garrett with the Aggies come to mind right away. There's people say that you just have to account for them, and sometimes they might get double or those guys even triple team.
Yeah.
Is there any defensive lineman that you look up to particularly, or that you see and you say, man, I want to do that, or that inspires me, or anything like that?
Well, not necessarily. When I think of when I just think of football wise, I do watch, you know, NFL and college ball. But I mean, J.J. Watt is, yeah, he's like the top, but not necessarily like the only thing. I just don't want to be him, his work effort. Like, that's something that I really admire. And also, like, the big plays he makes, just, I mean, that's good. So J.J. Watt would probably be the best one.
One more thing about the defense in general, and you being a big part of it, Coach Raphael said you had a very good game against Willis, and he said that was the best offensive line you guys had seen this year, so it's a very talented offensive line. The defense had a good night. You held them 202 yards and one of the better performances of the season, and you can expect, based on what we've seen before, that Brian's going to try to run the ball too. So, I mean, it's like it's a good time for you guys to be coming off a good week. They also had a big offensive week against Huntsville, but this is a pretty big week for you on the defensive line and for the defense, don't you think?
Yes, it's a really big week.
Tell me about playing a team like that when you come in knowing that if they can run it, that's what they want to do.
Well, that's one of the things our defensive coaches always talk about. There's like, you can't go out there onto the field and think like, oh, what's going to happen, they're going to run up on us. He said the only way to get past that, to know that they're going to do this and they're going to do this, is practice. So we know exactly what they're planning on doing. So that's the only way to stop the jitters and, oh, man. So we just.
But you know it's important. I mean, you know you guys you always have a big job, but I don't know, it seems like it might be even a little bit bigger this week.
Yeah. But yeah, I do know that, but we just gotta win once we practice, and we know, just trusting each other to do their job. We really don't think about it that much.
When I do stories about high school athletes, I always love to ask them about away from their sport. Now, I know football takes a lot of time. Coach Williams told me that you do very well in school. You've never been an academic problem or anything like that. So you count football and academics, you're pretty busy, but you still have to have a life beyond that. Tell me, if I was letting, when I'm telling the Jaden Drysdale story, what would I tell people about you other than football? You know, interest or whatever, just away from football.
Well, you just be like, the grind never stops, basically. Not only do I, like, have to do my homework and football, which takes up a massive amount of time, also work. I work at Chicken Express, but, like, I'm always trying to...
You work at Chicken Express?
Yeah, I'm always trying to, you know, just basically find something to do, hang out with friends.
How do you fit all that into your schedule?
I mean, it's all about priorities and time management. Basically, people don't take into account how much time you have in a day, and basically that's just planning is number one.
I don't know how much you want to talk about this, but I find it very interesting. Coach Williams really bragged about you in terms of what you do for your family. And I mean, he was probably talking about you working, but he said you have younger siblings and that you do a lot as contribute to your family and help your mom. And he said he doesn't think there's enough of that in society, and I'd have to agree with him. Can you tell me about that, about your family and what you do, kind of what role you play and what that means to you?
Well, like, my family is probably number one, so just the number one thing that they really like is just spending time with them. And and a lot of times I'll have to, like, babysit or just watch my brothers, because I have three little brothers, and they always like to, you know, go out and play football in the backyard or just do something, athletic sports, play the game, just something like that.
What does that mean to you to spend time with them and to help out with them?
It means a lot, because, you know, when growing up, like, I was one of my two older sisters was basically the only ones with me, and, you know, it's girls, so, you know, but I did have a lot of friends, but now that I have little brothers, they all look up to me. It's like, want to play nose guard, and I was like, I don't know, they're athletic, so I was like, they don't really know, like, running back, quarterback, receiver, but they all look up to me, and, you know, it's fun.
The last thing is, tell me about hopes or dreams for the future. What you would like to do if you're kind of writing a script out. You're a senior, you're a good player here. Obviously, it's hard going to the next level. There's so many people trying to get there. But what do you see? What do you hope for in the future?
In the future, probably, like, once I graduate, I really want to get my college paid for. Hopefully I can just get a stable job, whatever comes my way, because the way I think about it is, whatever you want to do, I just put 100% effort to it, and I can probably accomplish it most likely.
All right, that's Jaden Drysdale talking to us today. The Consol Tigers will be playing on Friday in the Crosstown Showdown against Bryan High.
There you go. That is today's high school report, brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozer, proudly supporting the youth of our community. We'll go to break, come back, and wrap up with the news. This is Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle, here on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone FM 102.7.